Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. The Nats have a 7-game stretch at home starting tonight in the division against the top two teams in the East that is very likely going to determine their fate this season. It starts with a matchup that, frankly, is not that helpful. Eric Fetty's on the mound, your number 5 starter, against Jake Arrieta, who is one of Philadelphia's better and more consistent starting pitchers. So it's the type of game on paper Philadelphia is favored to win, but the Nats have to find a way to scratch out some runs and steal one tonight. Kevin Franzen calls on the radio Phillies games and is in D.C. for the series, and he joins us now on Grant and Danny, a former Nat who we love having on the show. Kevin, welcome back. What's up, dude? How are you?
What's up, fellas?
How's life,
How's
man?
It going?
Good, man.
Oh, you know, just being here, back here again, every time I come back, it's freaking awesome.
So here's what I want to know. When you come back, like if you have a lunch today available to you, are you seeking a place out that you liked when you were in a city, or are you just for convenience walking outside the hotel?
Well, usually like the second, third day, I'll do it. I'll go somewhere where I like enjoyed all the time, and I'll go to Arlington because we my wife and I lived in Clarendon for a while. So, you know, we enjoy some spots out there. Today just might be a Shake Shack day. Not going to lie.
Good for you.
Might be just the Shake Shack day.
I didn't
There's
know
nothing wrong with that.
Ate Shake Shack.
I didn't think he got down like that. I thought it was all like triple vegan stuff. Like nothing that ever cast a shadow. Super healthy.
Bro, I am from California. I am not a vegan though. All right. Jeez.
But
let's be honest here, guys. You don't get Shake Shack on the West Coast too often, right? It's
right.
Starting to creep up here and there. There's one in Palo Alto at Stanford Shopping Mall. The line's been there. So they opened up in like beginning of December of 18. It's still a line like a couple blocks down the road. You're like, really?
That's funny.
So when I come here, there's not as big of a line. Gotta love it. What a burger.
Do you
Seriously.
Still have...
Anyway, yeah, this body right here is amazing. And it's fueled by Shake Shack.
Do you still have defined muscles, or like what kind of shape are you in right now? Do you have a V taper still?
No, I've always had like the just a straight eye. I was just a straight eye always. So,
okay.
Yeah.
What's a straight
eye? Pear shaped
right
now.
Well, think about the straight up and down. Then his head's the dot, right? Like
yeah.
It's straight vertical. There's no
inverted
V.
Yeah, it's a block.
Gotcha.
It's like a block.
Like
you
they're
know?
Not
let's,
doing
let's
the
go that route.
All right, I would love to continue to
talk
about your body, and we should.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about Bryce for a second. He's back in D.C.
Okay.
for the second time. First time he came back, he was treated to 30,000-plus people booing him. Yeah, something like that, right? It's not going to change a whole lot tonight, but there might be a little less energy in the ballpark because it's the second time, not the first. How would you sum up his 2019 season so far in Philadelphia?
Gosh, it's hard to say because playing wise, I think he would want more, right? Bryce would want more. His personality's really shown, and truly, everyone's gonna be like, oh, he's the same all the time. He doesn't feel like he has to button up here, you know. Like when I would have conversations with Bryce Harper in 14 as a teammate, my locker was right next to his. We had awesome talks all the time, and I've always told you this. But like when guys would come in and everything, it's just like, he felt like he had to be like, you know, I gotta be someone else. I gotta be, you know, all business-like and everything. And he's having fun. He's not having fun when we lose over here, but I'll tell you this right now, like he's the leader in that clubhouse, and people are going to be like, oh, Bryce Harper. Like, no, he is a leader in that clubhouse. He'll need to get over what they think and their perception of Bryce Harper and, you know, it's all about me because I do a hair flip and all this stuff. Yesterday, in a 10-1 game, he gets a hit, kicks off the outfielder, and he's busting at second base in a game where we saw guys that are our bench players jogging after, you know, jogging after balls, making mistakes mentally and doing that, he brought it. And that to me is not, it's not a sign of maturity. It just, it's him. And I really, you know, so how could you define it? I think inconsistent at the plate. I'd say very consistent at the field and off the field as a personality. And I think that to me is a huge sign for, you know, someone that I've always enjoyed him and just seeing it always puts a smile on my face because the fact of the matter is, like, we always have that connection to here.
Former Nat Kevin Franz and our buddy with us here calls games for the Phillies. They're in town for a big set here. The Nationals really need it. Phillies, you know, kind of, as you mentioned, Kevin, treading water a little bit with some of the injuries and things that are going on, but it's still a good club, man. I think their ceiling is still, to me, the highest in the division. But I want to get to what you said about...
Have you seen the Braves?
Yeah, I disagree with him on that.
I know. We have arguments every day.
Easy on this.
Settle down, easy Tiger. On this.
We argue every day about it.
The Braves just had a guy make their major league debut yesterday. Again, another 21-year-old that comes out of the pen throwing 98 with a nasty slider, 90-mile-an-hour slider with depth. Don't give me the highest ceiling. They got dudes that are insane here.
Well,
my goodness.
Yeah, I got a bunch of young talent. There's no doubt there. But to Bryce specifically, the sense that I get, and I thought it was a little bit of lip service, whatever, with the whole contract thing and how it went. But I want to touch on something that you mentioned. I do get the sense that there's a relaxation there because it's 13 years, man. Yeah. He's not going anywhere. So there's nobody to impress. There's nobody he's got to worry about. I do get the sense that there's some freedom there where the ups and the downs, he can ride through those things without having everything be magnified. I think he... If I'm going to phrase this the right way, I think he cares less in terms of outside perception.
I would absolutely agree. I think that the care less, like, see, I'm going to say that's probably going to be a dumpster fire. Like, he said he cares less. No. I totally agree with you on that. Like, he is so comfortable with where he is and who he is more than any time, I feel like. The Philadelphia fans love him. Yes, they boot him at times. You know what? Because sometimes you get booed. Sometimes you come up in a big situation, you strike out, you get booed. And it's not from not playing hard. I'll tell you that right now. For me, I really think that we are seeing the best version of him, and the play will come. And if that makes sense, it's, you know, I hope it does. But I feel like we're seeing the best version. We are seeing him. We're seeing someone that has a handshake with every guy that literally shows the emotion outwardly all the time. And sometimes I think here in Washington, it was, you know, drawn back a little bit. And that's not, I mean, it's not wrong. But I just feel like, look, when you're, I always told you guys, right? When I played with him, he was what, 22 years old? You're going, play like a 22-year-old. Like, love it. Have that energy. He's playing like that 22-year-old with that energy and that passion and that outward emotion all the time. And that, to me, is just enjoying being a baseball player again. Not thinking about, like, the contract side of anything, just doing this and that. He is – it's fun to watch. Sometimes not fun to watch because you could see the struggle, not only from the team, but just in general, just, like, you know, the pressure is on Bryce at times to carry that lineup. But it's a really good team that has surrounded itself and not saying it's all on Bryce, right? I mean, it's a very collaborative effort, and – I think that helps out Bryce quite a bit. And, you know, how many guys, let's be honest, guys, I'm not putting him on LeBron James level, but LeBron is the poster boy and everything from, you know, Sports Illustrated all the way through high school. He lives up to that with, you know, the greatness of performance and titles and all that stuff. Bryce was on the cover of Sports Illustrated at what, 14, 15? And he earned a 13-year contract, $330 million. He earned that. He lived up to the expectations with all the pressure behind everyone. Now, you know, you just want to see a little bit and more consistency at the plate. And, you know, everything will be fine. But, like, with, you know, seeing him and Kayla and, man, we're 2 months away from, like, little or 3 months away from baby Hart being born. You know, that's pretty cool. And just knowing them from, you know, the early stages of everything, it's fun for me and you know, the Philly fans and I understand the national fans wanting to boom and all that stuff. Just don't waste your energy. Remember, this guy gave you so much time. He gave you a ton of effort too. and he gave you a hell of a lot of historical performances. And you can boom all you want. It's not about greed. Like, he went somewhere where he felt like he could be himself more and more. And
honestly, Kevin, knowing what I've learned about it since, he tried to stay here. He really did. I mean, the Nationals.
Every bit of him.
Yeah, the Nationals didn't want to keep him at the price tag. And I don't blame them, by the way. I wouldn't have either. But that's why I ended up in Philadelphia. And he might get booed tonight. In fact, I know he's going to get booed tonight. But at least he's used to it.
He's going to get booed.
He's been getting booed all season in Philly, as you mentioned. he's on pace for just 27 home runs.
Don't exaggerate that. He hasn't been getting booed. He gets booed like 10 fans. Like 10 fans. They're all right next to the
ballpark. But every time he strikes out, which has been 91 times, one fewer than the major league lead, he gets booed by a bunch of people in that ballpark.
Yeah, because there are people that are jealous of the fact that they can't play baseball and they think that they could hit from the stands, so it's all good.
I'm not telling you those people are smart. I'm just telling you that's
happening. That's a great line.
Philly fans, that's the honest-to-God beauty of Philly fans, is there is a passion behind it. They live and die by every at-bat of you. And just put your guys' self in a player's perspective. It's every fan, and they're filling up this park. Citizens Bank Park is lively again and doing stuff. How awesome is that? Like, fans are into each at bat, not just about Bryce, but every one of the players again. And that, to me, is the passion of the Philly fans that gets thrown out there all the time. Like, oh, you're so bad. No, they're not. They're passionate. Isn't that what we want in life? Is just to be passionate about something? Well, so what? These guys are passionate about Philadelphia sports and their players. And I love that.
And you're passionate about Shake Shack.
Oh, God, man, it's so good. But it's not as good as In-N-Out.
I don't know if I agree.
But you get them in here, the East Coast. See, because you're an East Coast guy.
I think I've only had In-N-Out like twice. I don't even remember, honestly. I haven't had
In-N-Out. It blew your mind, I know.
It is great. I mean, it really is. You get everything animal style, which is just a bunch of Thousand Island dressing over everything, and it's wonderful.
It's just a heart attack. It's all great.
Yeah, it's so good.
On Thursday, this series goes today through Thursday. Do you want to come hang out with us in studio for a little bit before you go into the ballpark?
Not at all.
Maybe you should.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you twisted my arm.
All right. There you go. Yeah. What time? No,
as long as we can we get FP to go in there?
FP could come in if you want.
So many contractual things with him,
though. You like us a lot more than FP does, but if you're in, FP might be able to come in.
Oh, he is so big time with all his contractual obligations.
He definitely is. What time do you get to the ballpark? For a game day.
What time's the game tonight?
I think 7:05.
Yeah, I'll be there at 7. It's all good, guys.
On the call tonight, Phillies Radio. Kevin, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you.
See you, brother.
You guys are the best. Thanks for having me.
All right, brother. Pal. We will have him in studio. He's fun on Thursday. It was good. Last time he came out and hung with us for a few segments was he was here for the All-Star festivities.
It was awesome.
I don't remember what he was doing here last year.
He was just around.
He just hung out for a week. Come
on, check it out.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. That sets the table for a little Bryce conversation. Few questions for you, Nats fans, next. One, how close are you following Bryce Harper's season? Are you checking box scores? Are you seeing if he comes through? If you see that the Phillies have 8 runs, are you clicking to see if he's hit a home run in that game? Second, he's coming back tonight. What is your temperature right now on Harper? Do you have the same anger, disappointment, vitriol as you had when he first left? Or has time healed some of those wounds a couple of months later? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Caps fans spread the word. So they made the trade that we didn't love late last week.
But we got it.
Matt Niskanen cleared some cap space, brought in Radko Gudas. Well, the reason they made that trade was they needed to create money to do some other things. And one of those things was to re-sign Carl Hagelin. They announced yesterday that they did re-sign Hagelin to a 3-year contract. So he's in the fold. He's staying in Washington, and we'll celebrate that deal with him when he joins us at the bottom of the hour, coming up next at 11:30 right here on Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Bryce Harper returns tonight. 2.0 of Harper in D.C. as a Philly. I think it's going to be hopping. I don't think it's going to be anything like that first week.
You can't replicate that, I don't think.
It was so raw. It was so immediate. The season had just begun. They'd seen him play a couple games in Philadelphia, and they wanted their pound of flesh. I think this fan base will clearly boo him when his name is announced. They will boo him when he bats. I think the turnouts over the next couple of games will be good. These are vital games for the Nationals. School is out now in and around D.C. I think all those things help. So the energy in the building, the intensity, there should be some pizzazz. I think it'll be good. I just don't think it's going to feel quite like it did. On a 1 to 10 scale where 10 was the last series, this will probably be a 7. But I don't think the emotions have cooled off all that much. Maybe people are a little bit more okay with him leaving because of how he's played. Like, if he was the MVP of the league right now,
it would hurt that much more.
What if he was doing what Cody Bellinger's doing with the Dodgers or Christian Yelich is doing with the Brewers? If he had 25 homers, he's only got 12. If he was hitting 330, he's only hitting 247. He's on pace, Danny, for 27 jacks and a 250 average. That's worse than almost any season he had here when he was healthy ever.
Yeah, you don't miss that. That's been replaced. We've covered that, please and thank you. So I still check. I check frequently. I checked often. I check every day. What are the Phillies doing? A, because I care about the division. B, because I still care. And you can make fun of me about that. You can call me a scorn lover. You can mock me all you want. The reason I think, though, that that first atmosphere and why it will have whatever percentage of that going forward, again, is and Kevin Franzen mentioned this. He wasn't talking specifically about this, but I think it's going to come to fruition. Phillies fans are emboldened again. They were whisper quiet. They weren't around. You didn't really get bothered by them for several years after they won the World Series and were kind of a doormat and winning about 80 games a year and nobody really cared. They care again. And when they care, they feel strong. And when they feel strong, they come to your ballpark and yell at you. They don't sit there and go, oh, good for my team. Huzzah for the Kansas City Royals. Way to go, White Sox. This is in your face. The yelling at Bryce Harper was, I think, just as much a reaction to the 6, 7, whatever it was, 10,000 Philly fans that feel real comfortable again.
Yeah,
that's not going anywhere.
I was in the crowd. I was sitting there at the game watching in his return, and specific to the people around me, none of them were being jerks to Nats fans. They were being real loud, vocal, annoying Phillies fans. But nobody was really talking trash that, you know, he's ours now, not yours. Small anecdotal evidence just around me. Obviously, I know what Phillies fans are, and I'm sure that that was happening in other places in the ballpark. But to your point, I think you're onto something. This is a rival.
Yeah.
You know, it's you and a guy that you compete with in every way at high school, and you both wanted the same girl, and for a while she was yours, and now she's his. You chose not to date her, though. You chose to let her leave and go be with him. I liked that decision at the time, and I think the decision looks even better now. We could get into how this affects Anthony Rendon, but one thing I'd point out is you were built to still sustainably be good in the outfield.
Yes.
Juan Soto's having a great year. Victor Robles is having a solid rookie season. Adam Eaton is very much down in right field this year from the past, but you had three good starting major leaguers, four quality proven major league outfielders. You knew you were going to be okay. At third base, you don't have any of that, which is why I'm a much bigger proponent of keeping Anthony Rendon. But I don't get this line of thinking. JT on Twitter just said, I don't follow Bryce Harper at all. I don't really care what he does. He's in Philadelphia now. Not here. I'm over it. And I know he's not alone, because every time I say anything about Bryce Harper, I get people that tell me, move on. He's not a National.
Yeah, so when we followed Robert Griffin when he was in Cleveland, you followed Kirk Cousins, his first pass in Minnesota. Sorry, it's inevitable. This was a major thing here. And if you don't get how it's news, I don't know how to explain things to you.
It's news because he was here and he's gone and they've made the decision to move on and it's still relevant to the Nationals, number one. It's also news because if you are a Nationals fan, as he claims to be on Twitter, then you should care what's happening in Philly. I don't care if it's Andrew McCutchen out for the year or Bryce Harper or if it was Aaron Altair 2 years ago or if it's Rhys Hoskins. I'm clicking those box scores to see who's hot and who's not. What's going on with the Phillies? Might they go into a four-game tailspin at some point? So I think keeping up with Bryce Harper, even if you're a Nats fan, not because you care about Bryce, but because he is maybe the most important member of the Phillies lineup, is almost mandatory. That's the team you've been chasing that was in first place almost the entire season.
Until last week, basically.
They've been overtaken by a Braves team that hasn't lost in over a week. Who's going to be here, by the way, in 4 days. Friday, Saturday, Sunday series, the Nats will need to take at least two of those games. We're Grant and Danny. You're listening to The Fan. Carl Hagelin, re-upping with the Capitals. He got a little over $3 million a year, right around $12 million, four-year extension for Carl Hagelin. He's going to join us. We'll talk about why he wanted to stay in Washington. He was great after they traded for him, finally, potentially finding a long-term home after bouncing around for a few seasons. He joins us live next on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Double play at 11:45 today. We're Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. I've been charged with an error. Ball came right back at me. Could have fielded it cleanly. Easy out at first. Didn't make the play.
Air milled it. It's okay.
Your boy lied to you and asked to apologize. Carl Hagelin is not on the show right now. Carl Hagelin will be on the show in 1 hour. 12:30, we will be talking with him. Tim Bontemps, ESPN's NBA coverage at 1 o'clock, so we'll be busy. Back nine on Grant and Danny. But the re-signed Capital, Carl Hagelin, who you want to hear from, 12:30, make note, today. Bryce Harper comes back to Washington. He played two games here on April 2nd and April 3rd, and he has not been in this ballpark since. Many of you guys wanted to get to those games, but because tickets were hard to come by, you weren't able to. Your first chance to go, I guess, boo or maybe cheer him.
Do what you want, yeah.
Is tonight. Here was how those two games went. They were not fun for Nats fans, by the way. The Nats did win one of those two games. They split the two with Philadelphia, but Harper, after being struck out in his first two at-bats by Max Scherzer. The first one was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It was awesome.
Those two guys going at it. Max throwing 96 miles an hour, acting like it was the empty the tank mode in the first inning to punch Bryce out. You knew it meant something to him. Eventually, the Phillies won that game 8-2. Bryce, after the two strikeouts, had three hits in his final three at-bats, including a double off of Scherzer.
And then I don't think got out the rest of the series.
He didn't.
Basically.
Had a home run in the end of that game off of Jeremy Hellickson. That was just a terrible pitch by Hellickson, his first appearance of the season out of the pen. Three RBI in the game. Then the next game, when you say he didn't get out, he was 2-for-2 at the plate. He drew three walks, a couple of them intentional. So he got on in his final seven plate appearances out of 10 in the series. And then went back to Philadelphia.
He's going to be on the Freddie Freeman All-Stars. He's going to torment us for the rest of time. And I think people need to recognize that. Regardless of what the stats are. You could put him and Odubel Herrera, who's actually on the Dylan G All-Stars, a guy that sucks against everybody else, sitting 220, but hits 990 against the Nationals for whatever reason. But that's a tormentor. Bryce Harper is going, and it's going to sting every time it happens. The people that pretend to be over it, or even if you are over it, good for you. I just know that it's going to suck when he gets in the box and is very comfortable and hammers balls against the Nationals. And it's going to happen plenty over the next 12 years and whatever it is, you know, 10 months.
I'd love to sit here and tell you Harper is what matters tonight. And to some extent, keeping him quiet should be a priority and a goal. It's significant. It's important. It boosts your chance of winning, if nothing else. He's got 91 strikeouts this year at the plate.
It's an absurd amount, Grant.
71 games. I mean, basically, he's on pace to strike out like 190 times this year for the Phillies.
Got some Dave Kingman going.
That's ridiculous. That's okay, by the way, if you hit 49 home runs or something.
If you Adam Dunn it, by all means.
Go hit 56 bombs and strike out 180 times, your team's going to be okay with it. He's on pace for a career low in terms of home run rate. In fact, when he homered here in the third game of the season for the Nationals, it was the fourth game of the season for the Phillies, he'd homered in three games in a row. He had three home runs in three straight games. He's got six since the second week of the season, and nine total since he was here in Washington. A dozen overall, on pace for about 27. He had 34 in a year in which you were surprised he didn't hit more last year. The only other time he was fully healthy, and by fully healthy, I mean he didn't spend injured list time, but he did miss several games with an injury and wasn't quite 100% all year. He hit 42. He's on pace to hit 15 fewer than that in a much friendlier ballpark.
In a bandbox.
By all accounts, he's having a poor season offensively.
And so all the people that beat the drum, yourself included, now, I don't think you went as hard with he's not that good.
No, but I think he's great, but I wouldn't pay him what he wants.
Right. So far, the he ain't that great people are pumping their chest. Let's see what happens when the numbers are tallied at the end of the season. Where he's at, I get the feeling one of those ungodly hot streaks is coming, like how we started the year where he was hitting four something through a few weeks. I bet you that's coming as that lineup gets going a little bit. I mean, it's Gene Segura hasn't been the guy that they thought they were going to get, to be honest with you. JT Realmuto's kind of come on here of late. He's the best all-around catcher in baseball for my money. There's plenty to like about that Phillies lineup if you're a Philly fan. Missing Andrew McCutchen, I think, is going to be a thing. But Jay Bruce has come over, hit about a million homers in five or six games. They're still going to get going, I believe. I really do. I think Philly's going to catch fire at some point. I think they're just going to batter people as you get into the summer.
I still don't think they have the pitching. Their rotation is average. Pretty much the epitome of average. Mm-hmm. They are wildly inconsistent. Their bullpen is awful. Their bullpen is not as bad as the Nats on the season. It's way worse over the last few weeks. But just like the Braves, by the way, the NL East contenders, if you want to call the Nats one of them, I guess you'd have to throw the Mets in there because they have essentially the same record, although the Nats are a plus one in run margin. The Mets are almost minus 20. They're free-falling. I don't think much of them. But regardless, the teams that are contending in this division, the big three, over the last few weeks anyway, all three have treacherous bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's done anything to fix those bullpens in season. But you mentioned Jay Bruce. Five home runs and 13 RBI in 11 games. Only 39 at-bats and five home runs since he came over. Now, that's going to end soon, and he'll crash back down to earth. But in the meantime, when you bring a guy in season like that, the hope is lightning in a bottle.
You get the jolt.
Shot in the arm. It's a cortisone to a aching elbow. He has given them exactly what they wanted.
The disappointment to me, again, if I'm a Phillies fan, which I'm not and I hate them, is Aaron Nola. This is number three in Cy Young balloting last year. This was the ascending piece, right? Kershaw kind of hanging on, last semblance of how great he's going to be. DeGrom in his prime. Scherzer still doing what he does. Aaron Nola was on deck as one of the great pitchers in baseball. ERA just shy of five. Now, he got a 6-1 win-loss record, so tell me again how important win-loss is, but has not been the same guy. A whip of 1.5. Staggering how he's fallen off to this point this year. Really, really strange for a guy that I thought was probably one of the prohibitive favorites to be one of the best pitchers in baseball this year.
Upcoming three games for the Nats. So the pitching matchup tonight is actually, it's going to be Jake Arrieta and Patrick Corbin. Corbin, who in a lot of ways is pitching to try to avoid people being panicked about him tonight.
Yeah.
His last three starts have been a major problem. 85 innings, 94 Ks on the year, really impressive. But if you look at his last three outings. Got knocked out in the third inning against the Reds, gave up 11 hits and 6 earned runs. Walked 5 and only lasted 5 innings against the Padres. And then gave up a grand slam in the first inning when staked to a lead at home in a big game against the White Sox. Gave up 7 earnings and 6 hits worth of ball, just getting 15 outs. He's been the worst pitcher in the Nats rotation for the last 3 weeks.
Because all of a sudden, Anibal Sanchez has better numbers than he does. All of a sudden, the ERA is less, right? Now, not overall, some of the peripherals, but you see my point.
Right.
Sanchez, we're like, he's 0-6, his ERA is over 6. All of a sudden, Corbin's trending in the opposite direction. Here's what I want. I want after the game, the reporters are going, what was different this time? Oh, between starts, we had a session, we figured something out, and we got this going. I want several people talking about that. I want to know something happened between the starts to get whatever this is ironed out. Because now it's a trend. You touched on it. Three straight starts where he has given up a ton.
Zach Eflin, 25-year-old right-hander, pitches for the Phillies tomorrow against Eric Fetty. Fetty himself, a former first-round pick in Washington, is 26 years old. He's had a pretty strong season, but coming off of his worst outing as a starter this season. And then Max Scherzer goes on Wednesday in the penultimate game of the series against Nick Pivetta, at one point in time was a property of the Nationals. Grant and Danny on the Fan as we get you set for the Beltway Blitz at noon coming up in about 20 minutes. Your final prediction on Bryce Harper's return tonight. Will there be any more cheers than there were last time, or will we get the exact same amount of booing?
Slightly watered down version of that first booing.
But it's still going to be hatred, yes. Anger, and he's loathed.
And it's the majority of it, again, I really believe, is the catalyst will be the Philly fans. It's almost as much yelling at them as it is yelling at Bryce.
That are in the ballpark,
yeah.
You're saying.
Because they'll come out, they'll be here, there'll be 7,000 to 10,000 of them. They're going to stand up and applaud and throw it in your face, and the Nats fans booing are just as much booing them as they're booing Bryce for going to a rival.
So I'm wondering about Phillies fans coming to the ballpark tonight. It's a weeknight,
mm-hmm.
But when they played last time, and it was over 2 months ago now in early April, gosh, time has flown.
I know, right?
That was 6 weeks ago. It was a April game at a point where kids weren't out of school yet. I don't think many people were driving down from Philly for the night. It was just the people that lived here already,
and
probably.
Which there are plenty, yeah.
There are a handful of thousand. I wonder, though, if this series, it's like the kickoff of summer. You see some people take vacation this week.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if there are people that said, why don't we go to D.C. for a few days on June 15th, and we'll see Bryce at Nats Park and support him, rather than going to the beach or something like that. I've been thinking about maybe there could be a lot of Phillies fans tonight.
I think there will be. I think that's going to happen forever, and that's why I'll never forgive him for going to Philly.
You're upset about it?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
I've been very clear about it.
Not clear enough.
I've been very clear.
I wasn't sure how you felt
about it. I've been very clear about this.
The double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports next on Grant and Danny.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Poor Matt LaFleur, head coach of the Green Bay Packers, former quarterbacks coach here in Washington, offensive coordinator under Sean McVay out in L.A. He ruptured his Achilles while playing basketball, and so he is in a golf cart with his leg up at Packers OTAs and practices, and there's pictures coming out of him coaching with his leg propped up in a cast. He just looks awful. It just looks miserable.
It's such a I hate that.
Yeah.
Like, everything about it just sucks. Obviously, like, the Achilles part sucks. You got to coach from a golf cart. You got a weird cast on.
First
no one can take you
camp.
Seriously.
First training camp coming up, it'll be him hobbling around and not able to basically get active and be as energetic with the team as he'd like. That's a tough break. It is time for our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports.
Fraud. Lies. Deception, stealing, thievery. That's what I experienced, Grant. I was awakened this morning to a text message from my bank. It said, hey, did you make these three purchases? One was a cab back from National Airport, even though I didn't take a flight. The answer is yes, because that's where the Enterprise Rent-A-Car was, because my wife made did the car rental thing.
That's where you had to take the Porsche back.
Take the Porsche back.
And did you consider keeping the Porsche?
For a brief moment. Like, what would it take? And then we found out, and we're like, yeah, let's go and bring this back right
Any
away.
Any thoughts to go purchase a Porsche now?
Nope. That was good. Thank you very much for that experience. But that is a little bit out of the range of old Randy Duhier and company. We are not there. Maybe one day we'll be there. But this is not that day. Another was on, like, a coin machine for laundry in our building. So it looks weird. They're like, it's a weird amount. What are you doing? Like, what is going on there? Yeah, but that was me.
And in the building you live in?
Yeah. And then the other.
I always forget you pay laundry points.
And the other was some bizarre purchase for some holding company in New Albany, Ohio. Did you make all three of these purchases? Yes or no? I was like, that one checks out. That one checks out. But, ew, that third one did not. So I replied no, and now I'm in it. Now immediately I'm in it. So me and the bank, now we're going back and forth. There's been a couple phone calls. There's been me on the interwebs. I'm now scouring the checking account, and I found another $600-some-odd purchase that I didn't do. So now what else did I not do? What's been going on under my nose? And these people got greedy. Whoever did it, whoever's doing it, whoever's out there, I've canceled the card. You're getting nothing more from me, you jerks. Quit stealing from me. I don't have that much. Hopefully this all gets resolved. But I will say, it's amazing how far we've come that this, by, I'd say, 10 o'clock this morning, when I found out at 6:10, it's now safe and it's okay, and it looks like I'm not going to be responsible for all those things. I think about what would have happened like in my parents' generation when they were 38, 39, 40 years old. You had to go to the bank and probably talk to somebody.
Well, they wouldn't have had credit cards.
They didn't have them?
No, they didn't have those yet, I don't think. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, now it's a game changer. Some of the technology and the things that they can use, I don't know how it's done, but in the fraud monitoring departments of these big banks where they actually have these algorithms and things where if anything's done in a certain zip codes or certain areas of the world or if you're in one place and something's ordered in another place, it really is sharp how quickly they can get a hold of you and say, did you do this?
And the convenience of it. Again, my least favorite thing on this planet probably is when I've done nothing wrong and then I have to go through a hassle where I have to speak to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to you. No, I'm not saying you personally. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to someone from your company because there's always something I don't have. Do you have your AP code reference number, algorithm number? No, I don't have that. Please just stop this. Stop whatever's from happening. I've done nothing wrong. All I've done is put money into accounts. I'd like access to them like a normal human being. I despise having to speak to customer service more than anything on this planet. So I will take steps to avoid that as long as it's humanly possible. The fact that I didn't have to end up on the phone with some person who's asking me all these, what was the security question that you signed up for 15 years ago that you definitely don't remember what it was and you didn't capitalize the letter when you solved it? I don't have to do any of that crap. I'm so excited about that it's just basic and easy and it was a couple clicks.
I have a couple follow-up questions from your story.
Please.
Not directly related to the point of the story, but they are important.
Please.
I want to know what time your exam is in the morning. And I want to know if you have to, is this a study group that you're with or no?
I'm trying to receive the bit.
Okay.
And send it back to you. And I'm not getting the bit.
Are you doing the project by yourself or is there a few other students with you?
Is this a business school reference? What are we doing here?
This is you're paying for your laundry with quarters, and clearly you're a college student.
It is. That's what it was.
I just didn't know what university are we at. That's what it was.
No, I'd say it's called Coinstar or some kind of thing. It's a weird service, but it's all you do it via credit card when you do the loads of laundry and dryer, washer dryer stuff. But it's just some coin company in Maryland. It's very weird.
Oh no, no wonder why it got flagged then. You're just in D.C., spending money in D.C. all day, and then they just see some weird Maryland area.
Yeah, these were like $1.25 charges to some bizarre place in Maryland that no one's ever been to.
Definitely feels fake.
Yeah, so they're like, this feels fake. And I'm like, no, that one's real. The cab is real, even though I didn't take an airplane flight anywhere.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, but this weird one in Albany, I didn't do that.
The Empire are from Albany. They beat the Valor by 1 point despite trailing 34-7.
You're looking at Albany, New York, the capital of New York. I'm talking about New Albany, Ohio, a place I've never seen or heard of or been to.
I don't even
know. I'm sure it's a wonderful place.
I'm taking your word that it's a place.
I'm sure it is. I found out today.
It is time for my double play. From UPI, no injuries were reported Saturday when a United Airlines flight from Denver skidded off a runway at Newark Liberty International Airport in New Jersey. Danny, how many flights do you think you've taken in your life?
I'd guess like 150. What do you think about there? Does that sound right?
Sounds fine. I'll say I'm around the same number. How many times have you flown in and out of Newark Airport?
6.
I feel like I'm probably in the 5 to 10 range myself.
Yeah.
When something happens with an airplane, generally, I say, well, that's not this country. Or, well, You know, that's not an airline I ever would have been on.
Mm-hmm.
When it's just United Airlines landing in an airport I've been in pretty regularly throughout my life, I think that could have been me.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I thought while on a plane something bad could happen is probably never or right after I'd seen the movie Flight or something like that. The FAA said United Flight 627 skidded off the left side of the runway, runway 22, about 1 p.m. yesterday when it landed at the New Jersey hub. Preliminary indications were that the tires blew out on the left main landing gear as the aircraft was touching down. Boeing 757 veered to the left side of the pavement, went off the runway. There were 166 passengers aboard. None of them were injured. So you could easily just dismiss all this and say, no one got hurt. Why do you care? Well, this is an airline that we all use. This is an airport that many of us will use in the next couple of years if you fly regularly. The airport warned of delays as the plane was towed from its position off the runway. Officials tweeted flight activity had resumed just before 3 p.m. I just always feel like all these things that happen with planes that would have been bad to be a part of are a million miles from me.
It always feels like very Malaysian Air or
like
Russia
Mars.
Air.
You know, it's like, oh, in Mars, they're doing this thing now. I'm never going to be in Mars. I don't have to worry about it.
Don't have to worry.
Newark.
Newark, man.
United Airlines.
Yeah.
Tires popped. I that's not even ever something I've considered. I've never even had that on my radar to possibly worry about that tires could pop when I land.
You know what could happen? Oh, that sucks.
Just
I hate
everything's
that.
Smooth, beautiful day. It's so sunny out, so nice, easy flight.
What's it skidding on? Basically, the little metal arm that's down, the leg, the giraffe leg?
Possibly, although I'm going to guess there's enough tires that like a bunch of them blew and it just kind of like you lose power steering. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just starts like pulling one way or the other.
Can you imagine that moment where you're like, we don't seem to be going straight. There's a weird sound.
Oh, wait, we're off the runway. Where are we going to stop?
Oh, my God. When you land at National, the runway ain't big.
It's tiny.
It's not a long one.
I think it's the shortest runway there is in the country, and that's why they slam the brakes and come to a halt.
You brake on some of those. There's some with like a nice long runway. It's a gentle glide, and there's an ease. That you're lurching forward. You're Jason Bishoping forward on some of these runways. That's something I've thought of, honestly, is these ones that are really short. Like if, I think LaGuardia may be short or one of the ones. But like the other ones, I worry about that where you got to brake super hard. And what if the conditions aren't ideal? What if they overinflated that tire? What if the PSI is a little high that day? What if the conditions going really high, then back down? Now it's hot outside. Now it's cold. What are we doing? Is that bad? I don't know the physics.
I never considered any of it.
I don't know how a plane even flies. That's terrifying. And all of a sudden, I worry about that. Now I'm in the Potomac.
Perhaps I'll have to think about this now. Carl Hagelin of the Capitals re-signed for 4 years, a little over $11 million. He's going to join us at 12:30 today. The Beltway Blitz on not only the Caps, but the Nationals, who start the biggest four-game series of their season with the Phillies tonight and on the Redskins as well, next right here on The Fan.
Ted Britt Ford, people. You know I'm a Ted Britt guy. I'm making plans to go see them very soon. I'm getting a new car from Ted Britt Ford. You know why? They treated me great the last time I went and the time before that. They have earned my business. Let them earn yours. And they got a little something going on. It's called the Summer of 60 event. That's when you celebrate 60 years serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. You get to throw yourself a little party. Happy anniversary to Ted Britt Ford. Summer of 60, it goes like this. I'm you. Okay, let's just say I'm you, right? I'm like, I need a new car. Let's go to Ted Britt Ford. Let's listen to what Danny says. And I roll over there, and I decide, oh, I like this one. You can get an Edge. You can get an Echo Sport. You can get an F-150. You can get a Mustang. Whatever you want, right? You get the car. And then Ted Britt Ford is like, hey, man, we'll see you. You're like, don't I have to pay you? No, you don't. 60 days. You don't pay Ted Britt Ford a dime on pretty much every model on the lot. And you'll get a bunch of money off, like $8,500 off 2019 Edge. How about $9,000 off an Explorer? Yeah, $12,000 off an F-150. Got to go see it. Fairfax, Chantilly, click away at TedBritt.com. And when you go see that, please tell me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.